Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, yeah, Marks and Reese. We are back. 76ers and the Hawks tonight. The Sixers are three-point favorites in the game. Three and a half. I'm actually seeing the money move a little bit here. Let me check on FanDuel here. Still a three. So if you're looking at playing the game tonight, might be smart to get in now before maybe that line moves up an extra half point. Ike, but the Sixers
over.
Take the over, 225 and a half. Game went over Friday night. I was following that at down the shore. So that game went over. That was an easy cover for the Sixers.
Yeah, the only way the over hurts you tonight is if the Sixers smother the Hawks.
And they pretty much just give up.
Yeah, well, you can't score enough points because right. The Hawks can't stop the Sixers.
No.
So you got to figure the Sixers scoring 120 at least.
Yeah, at least. 115.
Yeah, 115, yeah. Somewhere around.
So if, it, so if it's a 115, if it's a 120, 120, 106 game, that's over.
Yeah.
So, all right. I like it. I like the play.
Yep.
Let's get back to the phones. We have Inge calling. Inge, how are you, buddy?
Oh, man. Mr. Basketball is back. What were you doing, man? Crisscrossing the country? Were you in Utah for the Jazz game?
I was sitting on the bench in Denver with Jokic.
Phoenix game? You were in Phoenix visiting the National.
No, I was just in games. I was in Denver. I was in Denver for game 3.
Oh, the Rocky Mountain National Park. You're awesome, man.
Thank
I would
you.
Love to be in your shoes, man.
Where were you last week, Inge?
Last week. I don't know. I don't remember.
Good. Get to your point.
Look, P.J. Tucker. You guys watch P.J. Tucker do his thing with against the Nets, against the Durant?
Yeah, Durant's bodyguard came out and shoved him on the court.
Yeah, I mean, he's a difference maker. Look, when you look at these games, a lot of times we focus on the one and the two, even though we don't have a two, I think. But we focus on the one and the two. But a lot of times the difference maker is the three to the seven. You know, the first two bench guys and your good to average starters. Those are like sometimes the difference makers.
Yeah.
Look, this is the problem. I see these games that the Sixers are playing. Forget about the Atlanta series. It's over, done. It's done. They're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is this. A lot of these games don't come down to the wire. You know, a lot of them are blowouts. So I still don't know what's going to happen offensively, even though I trust Doc's acumen offensively. But what's going to happen? Is Joel, is he going to choke up in the last minute? Is his mid-range jumper going to choke up? I'm just curious. Are you going to give the ball to Tobias? You know, these are the things. If next round, you would expect the games to be a little bit closer.
Yeah, not a lot. It's a good point. Not a lot of tight games.
Yeah.
But this is the deal. We're moving on from Atlanta. But if you're a Sixers fan, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yes.
You have to root for the Nets to win this series. The Sixers will not beat. They have no shot of beating two teams still alive in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
One is Milwaukee, and the other is the Phoenix Suns. They can't beat those two teams. If you root for the Nets to win this series, they have a shot, a puncher's shot against the Nets. And then on the other side, you have to hope for the Clippers.
You have to hope for the Clippers?
You know,
you have to hope for the Clippers to beat the Suns. The Sixers have no shot of beating the Suns. The way it's the matchup. When you look at this matchup, with
you mean tell me Ben Simmons can't lock down Chris Paul?
Chris Paul, they got other guys, man.
Oh, we're gonna put him on Booker.
They got like five or six guys. They got a very balanced
team. Who's Ben Simmons gonna guard? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Iggy, who are we putting him on?
Ben Simmons?
Yeah,
I would just put him on the point guard. You got to shut down Paul.
Okay.
All right, Iggy, got him with stuff. Yeah, I think the Suns are obviously a good team, but I don't see them as being a deep team.
No.
Dario's one of their top reserves.
Oh, man, I forgot Dario was on that team.
Yeah. He got a couple did-not-plays in the
That's why I forgot. He can't guard anybody. Slow as hell.
Well, Drummond was banging him around because they play him as a backup center.
Yeah, because he can't guard anybody.
Perimeter. But Jay Crowder is role player. Bridges, actually, that's been a good trade for the Suns. Bridges is a good player.
Yes.
But, I mean, Ayton is... Let's see what he does against Joel Embiid. He's a nice young player.
He's gonna get mopped against. Oh no!
I heard the same thing about Capella before this series started.
Right. Well, Ayton should be better than Capella.
Yes.
Ayton was the number one overall pick.
Yeah. No. I mean, he's a good player, but he's also limited in what he does on offense. And
yeah,
I mean,
they don't run their offense through a big man.
No. No, it's Booker shooting the ball 30 times a game, and Chris Paul. Like, Chris Paul had a great game last night, but he hadn't been scoring. You know, he hasn't been a significant scorer for them necessarily.
Man, listen, Cleveland, Phoenix, they just knocked off Denver. And I know Denver doesn't have Jamal Murray, but I like Denver. I like that team.
They just beat the Trailblazers, and they're legit.
Yeah, and they swept Denver. Like, it's not that they beat Denver in this series. They swept Denver. So, I mean, Phoenix, I guess if we see them more, we'll start to respect them more. I mean, we all know Mikal Bridges from out this way, so you kind of got Phoenix fans out here that are rooting for him to do well. Then you got the Chris Paul aspect, hasn't won yet, so people are rooting for Chris Paul to go out and win his first NBA title. I'll see. Who would they got to play either Dallas? I mean, not Dallas. The Clippers.
The winner of the Clippers and the Jazz.
Clippers and Jazz.
And the Jazz would have the home court.
Yeah, Jazz number one seed.
And that's significant. They have good home court. That's a loud building.
Well, Phoenix versus Clippers would be the storyline, right? Chris Paul versus the old team.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure the NBA is crossing their fingers they don't have a Jazz Phoenix Western Conference Finals in the Bucks.
Wait till this Utah Milwaukee Finals.
Unbelievable.
No, we're going to be there. Philadelphia, major market. We'll be there.
I hope so. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Dads and grads, hey, now's the time to go to Mark's Jewelers. They have something for your dad and for the grad in your life. Support the home team with Mark's Jewelers online, mark-jewelers.com. Scott and Delco. Scott.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Scotty.
What's up, Scott?
Sorry, I haven't really had a lot of time lately. I've been getting smoked at work, so I haven't really had a chance to call.
It's not acceptable. If you want to be one of the top texters or callers, we need more from you, Scott. That's okay.
Agreed. I know. I'm thinking about maybe going part-time and then just, you know, do this for a living.
That'd be a wise call. Yeah, that'd be wise.
It'll work. but glad to see you made it back alive from Ocean City. In one piece, I guess.
I'm here. Yes, I'm all good.
The Ben stuff, I think the last time I actually talked to you guys, that was something I spoke with you about. And again, for those people out there that are soft and can't take constructive criticism in their own lives, maybe that's the same thing with the love for Ben. It's that he's the guy that's going to hold us back from winning a title.
Right.
Or he could be the guy that gets us over the hump to win the title. We know we have the best player in the league. We know we have a pretty good coach. You know, give or take a second, but yeah, he's been solid. We know what everybody else gives us. But what could be the best or second best player on your team being such an enigma night after night where, yes, he does give you defensive stops. He does do things because of his oversized athletic ability against smaller point guards and people that are smaller than him. But we've seen him disappear against superstars, stay away from them and things like that. If he keeps giving us what he gave us in the last, per se, game and a half, two games, the second half of the last game, if he can give that to us every time out or give us 35 good minutes of that, totally different story. It doesn't matter who's in front of us, the Bucks, anybody else, they don't have a shot. And that's where again, Danny Green going down, this is really going to be something else where now you thin your bench out. He's got to continue to step up because, you know, Thibault might be your starter. Maybe they rotate somebody else in there a little bit different. But he's the guy that can hold you back from winning a title. And I hope he realizes that you give us that. You look at the guy next to you who's risking, in theory, possibly his health and his career to make sure he tries to get it this year because he sees that window shrinking too.
Yep.
2-3 years from now, well, totally different story. Maybe we're a sixth seed. People are injured. And we think about what could have happened. The Phillies got it in 08, and they were supposed to be a little bit early. And we saw that window close quick. 2017 Eagles, lightning in a bottle. It's got to be all in right now.
It's got to be now. I agree with you. Ike said it earlier, Scott, to where LeBron's out. LeBron and AD are out. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn's banged up. Those three still are going to be there going forward, most likely. This is the time.
This is your opportunity this year.
Sure. And you see, this team does that. They've been banged up. You lost Joel for a few games this year. You've seen different people banged up, and they adjust. Quietly, they're a very deep team, and they can beat you in different ways. They can beat you half court. They can beat you from three. They can beat you just playing defense, which, again, is like an F word in the NBA, but still. but to see these guys come out, they have a shot right now. Not going to jinx it, not going to say yeah, but, you could see some nice late June, early July.
You can see it, can't you, Scott? If you close your eyes, you can see it.
I hope Ben sees it because, buddy, you will live today, and win today, and we walk together forever. That's something that this team could totally do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, Scott. We'll hear from you on the text line in about 2 minutes.
That's the crazy thing, right? There is no guarantee that you're going to win an NBA championship. Believe me, as a lesser player on a team that had championship aspirations and was very good for a 5-year period, we blew our opportunity. There is no guarantee you're going to win it. Yes, you can be talented all you want, but you need things to fall your way for a championship to happen. And so you don't know if the things are going to line up the way they are right now in the future.
Especially with Embiid's health.
Yes. Like you don't know that. So you can't – that's why I don't understand fans to say, oh, just enjoy the ride. No. Either you want the title now or you don't. You got to realize that that's what I saw this weekend. I'm like, you know what? I know they're playing the Hawks, so you don't want to go overboard. But it also had more to do with me watching the rest of the league as well. And I'm saying to myself, there isn't a team that's still alive that I fear. Brooklyn, if they were all 100% healthy, that's a different story. They aren't.
Not even close.
They aren't. So I don't fear Brooklyn now. I don't. They may not get past Milwaukee.
Nope.
So I look at the rest of the teams and I say, why can't we win it? If Milwaukee can win it with Giannis, if Phoenix, the freaking Phoenix Suns, can win an NBA title, then why can't we? Utah can win an NBA title before we do? Hell no.
Yeah, James Harden.
The Clippers?
Yeah.
The Clippers get to hang a banner before the stinking Clippers? They don't stink right now. I'm just saying as an organization, you go through their history.
They're the Clippers, yes.
Yeah, they're the Clippers. Come on, man. Yeah, it's like the Detroit Lions winning a Super Bowl before we do. Sorry to all my in-laws out there.
Or the Saints when they won a Super Bowl before the Eagles.
Yes, that's how it felt, really.
It did.
Or let Cleveland win a damn Super Bowl before we do. That's not right. The Bengals, they get to win a Super Bowl before we do? No.
James Harden and Kyrie have both officially been ruled out for Game 5 tomorrow. So it's going to be KD and everybody else.
2-3.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Honestly, I don't know. Because if you're asking KD to take on Giannis, maybe if you got a day to prepare for it and it's at home.
Well, it's the backup goalie mentality, which is like, hey, everybody's counting you out.
Because all you got to do is win tomorrow, and that guarantees a game 7 on your home court.
That's it. You got a week to get them back at that point.
So,
yeah. All right.
I don't think it looks good.
It doesn't look good. All right, back to the phones. Let's get to the text line there, Jack.
Text line.
Show sounds a little off. Must be missing something. Joe and New Hope.
Yes, Joe will be coming up next. He has to do a full 4 hours with the...
Well, three and a half.
But it's a full show. as the he's got heavy lifting to do this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he had all the night shows this week. Yeah.
Did you see what they're doing this weekend when the Phillies are in San Francisco?
Yeah, it's a joke.
No.
So none of the games are going to be on NBC Sports Philadelphia. They're going to be on Peacock, which is the online streaming arm of NBC.
Yes.
So you're going to have Mike Kruko, John Miller, and you're going to have Jimmy Rollins, and who else are they sending?
Crocker's on it.
And Crocker. So you're going to have a half Phillies, half San Francisco crew on Peacock. So anybody that's looking for the games, I mean, Major League Baseball is great. They put these games on that a lot of their fans can't watch.
Peacock?
Yes. You're not a big Peacock fan?
I mean, yeah, I am, but
it's like
I'd rather just find it.
Everything's just going off streaming.
Yeah, everything is. I mean, last week we were talking about Cozy and TV One.
Yeah, Cozy.
Cozy. Cozy. Yeah. Cozy.
Yeah. What's next?
I know it's your first day back, Lobster Boy, but shout outs and profanities, you got to button up the show and get things back on track. And for the record, I beat the hammer by 3 strokes. Tom from Abington.
Oh.
Ah.
Well, judging by what I've heard about Joe's golf game, I don't think it's very hard to beat the hammer.
Yeah, would you 113?
Hey, shot a 114 last I heard.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I was right.
Get him out of here.
What's the point of even showing up?
So I can't control people cursing. Ike's the one that's giving birthday shout-outs, not me.
What did I give a birthday shout-out?
That's what the caller
said.
You're
notorious for it, apparently.
Said, thank you for the birthday shout-out. You said, okay.
Well, somebody says to me, it's my birthday, and I get a happy birthday wish, or tweet, I retweet and give you a happy birthday.
Yeah, I think you have to do that.
That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Someone asked John for their birthday. Would you respond back and say happy birthday?
I'd have to see it.
Right. Someone would have to do it.
If I saw the tweet, yeah, of course I would do that. But if you're looking for birthday wishes, just Ike 58 Reese.
Do not tweet at me with that nonsense.
And his number is
he guarantees by the end of business day that he will give you a birthday.
If that's
shout-out.
The case, I may as well open up a Cameo account then, man.
Sure. All right, well, thanks.
Which would hurt your feelings worse, Jack, if the 76ers lose in the next round or when Joey D gets that hit off of you? Benjamin in Downingtown.
Mm.
Well, it's obviously
no doubt the hit.
Yeah, it's obviously it's a camera getting hit off me.
Yes,
which won't happen, but yes.
So, are you going to? Because you didn't see it live against Elliott.
I did not.
Yeah. So Jack threw a little chin music to Elliott and backed him off the plate.
That's right.
Did you throw him a curveball? I did. It kind of broke towards him. Elliott flinched.
Yes.
The problem is it didn't break all that much over back to the plate. It didn't.
It was in the dirt.
Yeah, it didn't catch the inside corner.
In the dirt.
But started out of strike, though.
Elliott definitely saw it. He thought he was going to take it.
And got out of there.
Yep. All right, so what are the odds of Joe getting a hit?
Like,
I'm going to say zero.
Plus 5,000?
So is it hitting the ball, or is it
like physically getting a hit.
Okay, so
like, Elliott thinks he got a hit because he hit a ball
couple
that
ground
barely
balls.
Got to the infield.
Now, he didn't hit any balls that actually got out of the infield,
no.
I don't think.
No, he did not.
So are we talking about in the air over the infield dirt?
Talk about a base hit.
Okay. It's a clear base hit.
Yeah, just a clear base hit, gets through the infield, all that stuff.
When is this happening? Do we have a date?
June 26th.
June 26th. All right. At same place as before?
No, it's actually at the bank.
It's at Citizens Bank Park?
Yeah.
What time?
They let this kid on the field.
It might be hard to get me off the field.
What time are we doing it?
Well, it's full day, apparently. 8:30 to 5:30, so I don't know.
Oh, wow.
There's a big time range, but I was told to be there and be ready to go. Although, said no cleats, which, I mean, I'm going to have grip on the mound.
So you're going to defy that?
I would not defy that.
I'm not going to defy it, but yeah. I'm not happy about it.
So it's Saturday the 26th.
No spikes? They won't let you do the the little nubs? Like the little...
Nah, I mean, I could probably go get turfs, but like...
Like turf shoes.
Right, but I'm not going to spend that much
Now, Jack, will you be using any type of foreign substances on the ball? Because Major League Baseball is tracking down on that.
Yeah. I might have to look in the Phil's bullpen, see if I can find any.
Did you use to put sunscreen on your forehead?
No. I never knew. None of that helped. Well, I guess it could have helped me. I just never knew how to use it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know how to use sunscreen either.
Well, I said, just like
that. That makes two of us. What's next?
Hi, Johnny Lobster. Welcome back. We missed you. Maybe you should change your theme song to Rock Lobster from the B-52s. In case you missed it, last week, Ike was giving off positive vibes. Of course, Gilio was a downer about everything. Jeez, don't invite him back. Rich in Elkton.
Yeah. Well, Joe G was a little concerned about the Hawks.
Was he?
Yeah, a little
bit. He needs a dog.
So, the one loss kind of shocked him a little bit.
Threw him off a little bit.
That's all right. But as far as my sunburn, it is okay. I just speaking about it today, a lot of people needed to see the picture on Instagram, so they raced. And for everybody that's asking what happened, your guess is as good as mine. Poor sunscreen application, I guess. 4 or 5 White Claws before 10:30 also contributed. All right, anything else?
Jack Fritz, you know nothing about baseball. Hector Neris is not a closer. As a matter of fact, he's cooked. We'll be getting a closer at the deadline. Dave from Citizens Bank Park.
Oh. Yeah, I guess they try to get some bullpen help at the deadline, but...
Dombrowski's not happy with Hector either?
I think Hector the Protector is your closer, at least for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he hasn't been that bad. I'm not going overboard with Jack and say, oh, he's very good. No, he hasn't been very good, but he's been good. He's been all right. I'm not happy.
I know I'm nervous every time he goes.
Every time, Ike. Let's see what he looks like in Los Angeles the next 3 games. Anything else, Jack?
Ike, how do you say prescription again?
Most patients are better in 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription. No. Whoa.
Mike in Motco.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I had to know that was going to pop up on the text line.
No prescriptions required.
No prescriptions needed.
There you go.
Moron.
All right.
No prescription. No. Whoa.
Whoa. See, I didn't catch the beginning of it. I heard you say
I
whoa afterwards.
Too, yeah.
Have we heard
no
from...
No prescription. No.
Come on. Have we heard from Herb? Did he call
in
last week?
Herb was in rare form.
How's he
last
doing?
Week.
I think he's in Omaha.
Yeah, we had a call last week. I don't know what the hell happened. It went all over the
place. He's in Omaha.
Yeah, he was headed
something
somewhere.
Like that.
Wasn't he there to watch the College World Series or something?
Yeah, because he knew the guy from Cal State Fullerton.
Oh, he's scouting?
But who was the player that he said?
Oh, Nappy.
Nappy, yes.
So is Herb, I was thinking about, I don't know why I was thinking about Herb during my vacation.
Well, it's hard not
either.
To.
But I was like, we never got the full story on why he doesn't drive Uber anymore. It's just kind of like he was over with. I'm wondering if it's the same kind of thing as Acme. Or he's just not there. Herb, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, I hear you talking. I hear you.
But what happened with Uber? All of a sudden you were this Uber master driver, and then you were just done with it.
Uber and Lyft are scammers, dude. They're scammers, They try to accuse me of stuff, and
God.
I
told you.
I'm innocent. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's both companies, not just one.
Lawyer and Boston Mass.
All right. I'm sorry I asked. Are you in Omaha now, Herb?
Wait, no. I'm going Sunday.
Oh, okay. So you're in the Delaware Valley right now.
Yeah, I'm on 95.
All right, be careful. Are you driving to Omaha, or are you taking a plane?
Sixers 131-119.
At the over.
42 for Joel. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
What about the Phillies tonight, Herb?
Phillies? I think they're going to lose like 5-4 or something,
All right, so he likes the Dodgers tonight. Thank you, Herb. Call back tomorrow. Steph in South Philly. Steph, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, I just want to elaborate a little bit on the matchup. One caller called in was talking about Phoenix Suns and all that. Where's the matchup problem? You understand what I'm saying? They have to defend us. Yeah, Ben not going to shoot this, that, and third, but the way we orchestrate our offense, he put shooters around Embiid. We're the team to beat. Now, don't get me wrong. With the Nets being banged up the way they banged up, Milwaukee might take the next 2 games. That's evident. Milwaukee might take the next 2 games. Only because we know Durant can't do it by himself. We know this. This is why he went to Golden State. This is why he wanted out of OKC. Mm-hmm. He can't do it by himself. It showed it the other night when Tucker started getting a little physical with him. It kind of frustrated him.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to say, I'm frustrated. But when a guy's get under your skin and then he's hitting wide open corner threes, because they hit all the corner threes there was. We know they can't defend. We know they can't defend. You get what I'm saying?
All right, Steph, listen, we got to run because Julio's coming up next. Ike, final score tonight?
Let's go 120-115.
I think it's 120-115. That's a cover.
Hold on, what's the over-under, 225?
It's easy.
121-115.
There you go. You got it by a half point.
Yes,
I'll go 117-111. 76ers get the win and the cover and the over.
I like it.
Yeah.
Damn, I can't count again. Did I say 121 and 1?
You got it easy. Yeah, you got it easy.
Boy, I tell you, that education, the arithmetic part of it.
You and Le'Veon at Michigan State struggling. Poor Le'Veon. Jack, Sixers win tonight. It's over.
No, it seems like a good letdown game, and well, it's 2-2 heading back to Philadelphia.
So you do think this
You're
is the letdown game?
Tonight?
Screams letdown game.
Let me tell you something. If they can't beat this team, then they're not a finals contender. If they can't put this team down tonight and go home to finish them off in five games, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm more focused on 10-10, to be honest with you, but
I know,
well,
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
check in.
I know you are, yes.
You're going to be crushed after this week in California.
Nope, the post-game reaction videos are too good, and we got to keep them going.
Are you doing more reaction videos?
Yeah, every day.
I have seen them lately,
I saw one.
Yes.
I saw one. Coming up next, Giglio. He'll take you into Phillies baseball. Everybody, have a great night. We'll talk to you then, Sam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.